This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
And welcome to Cosmos and the City, the Sex and the City podcast. My name is Megan McKeever, and I'll be your host slash gal pal for the next hour or so. So for those of you listening for the very first time, we'll be watching through the entire series of Sex and the City, and each week I'll have a brand new guest to join me. So this week we have an amazing guest for you, Julie Marciano, and we'll be watching Season 4, Episode 6, titled Baby Talk is Cheap. If you like what you hear and want to show us some love, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook, both at Cosmos and the City, or on Twitter at CATC Podcast. If you haven't done so already, please like, rate, and subscribe. It really allows our podcast to grow. And if you have any other thoughts, opinions, ideas, etc., you can email us at cosmosandthecity@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from all of you. This show is brought to you by Boardwalk Audio. They've got a lot of other awesome podcasts, so head on over to boardwalkaudio.com to check them out. And if you like the show and want to support it, the best way to do so is by shopping. Hello. Just go to boardwalkaudio.com/cosmos, click on the Amazon logo to the left, and start shopping away. We'll also put a link in the show notes. All right, enjoy the show. All right, welcome everybody to another episode of Cosmos and the City, the Sex and the City podcast. Today, we are talking about Season 4, Episode 6, titled Baby Talk is Cheap. And we're here with Julie Marciano.
Hi.
And I said your last name right?
You said it perfectly.
I remembered.
You're so good.
So Julie, tell us about yourself.
Oh, man. I'll work backwards. I live in LA. I'm an actor and writer and improviser. And I've lived here for the last year and some change. And before that, I spent 7 years in Chicago, mostly working with the Second City. So I do a lot of improv here in LA, but did a lot more of it for a long time. I teach and I play with Story Pirates and at UCB and at Second City here. And I'm happy to be here.
Do you do stand up ever?
No, I'm thinking about dipping my toes, but I love having other people around when I fail. You know, like being alone and failing, or even being alone and doing well is like, oh, it's fun to have a good show and like hug your buddies and be like, great show. Or be like, that was bad. Let's all get a drink. So that's what makes me nervous about stand-up.
Yeah.
Is being alone and being like, well, here I go, back to my car.
Well, you have to put like one or two plants out there, you know?
Yeah.
To laugh.
Yeah. I definitely could bring some people.
Well, what's your experience with Sex and the City?
I have very limited experience with the show. I feel like it's like been on in the background. I've seen the second movie.
Not the first one.
Not the first one. But weirdly enough, this is the one episode I've seen.
Yes.
Like more than once.
So good.
It's so good. There's so much happening. Yeah, I like the show. I just was never like, I just didn't have HBO. Now I have a stolen password, so maybe I should catch up, but yeah, I never had it like when it was on. So it wasn't like, oh, this thing I have to watch.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you've seen this episode multiple times.
This was a treat to find out it was this one. Yeah. I very much remember it.
All right. So we'll just do like a recap and, you know, we'll just talk about things as they come up. And, you know, I know you have notes and things.
I sure do.
So bring up whatever you want to talk about. But basically, so it starts off with Aiden, Carrie is calling Aiden and hanging up.
Yeah. Which is so wild. And like, you forget maybe for like a split second what year it is when you start watching it. I mean, the whole episode is so dated, which is so funny. But like, you could do that. You could call people and hang up back in the day because you wouldn't like on a cell phone. Now we can see whose number it is. And
yeah.
If you stop before the answering machine picks up back in whatever year this
2000?
2000?
1999?
No one would ever know.
Well, until what was it? Star 69. Star 69. Yeah. That's true. But that would cost like, what, 75 cents every time you did it?
Yes. And my parents would get very mad about that.
But they had to know.
I had to know who was calling. It could be a boy.
It never was for me.
No, it wasn't. It was like the sewer company.
Yeah. But yeah, she does. She keeps calling Aiden and hanging up. And yeah, it did bring back some memories. I wish I could still do that.
I know.
I miss those days.
I don't know about you, but I don't like to, I avoid talking on the phone at all costs now. I think I loved it, but now I'm like, oh God, can I just text you or email you or like send me mail? I'd truly prefer, like, as time has gone on and technology's evolved, I've been like more and more removed from like talking to actual people, which is bad.
So for me, like, okay, I'm newly single.
Yes.
Hello, world.
She's here.
I'm here. I made it. For certain guys, I want them to call me.
Yeah.
Because sometimes their texting gets so cryptic. Like, I just don't, it's very, like, it's frustrating. Because I don't know what they mean or what they're saying or what they're, like, I don't, yeah. I'd rather them call me.
To hear their voice and hear their inflection and their,
yes.
Their intonation and yeah. What they mean.
Right. So, like, with one guy, I'm like, just call me if you want to. Yeah. Catch up.
Because I don't understand what you're typing.
I don't. It's, you're too confusing.
When Charles and I got together, Charles is my boyfriend, Charles Pettit, very funny man about town.
Nice shout out there.
good shout out for him. Got to promote him. When we first met, he sent me like a business professional message. He was like, we had done a show together. I understudied a show he was in and that's how we met. And he was like, Julie, it was such a pleasure working with you. You are very talented and I hope to work together in the future. Best, Charles. Like, it was like a businessman's email. And I was like, oh, this is so nice. Like, this guy in the show, like worked great. I was like, thank you so much. Yeah, I hope we work together again soon. Like, thinking like this is just a friendly guy. But like, unbeknownst to me, he had sat down with his buddies and was like, I really like this girl. Like, how do I message her without being creepy? And so like, that's what he landed on. So yes, I think in that situation, it would have been helpful. Because like, for months went by and I was like, oh, that was nice of him. Not knowing that like, he was like, I got to talk to this girl. And that was the way he chose to go about it. So had we had a phone conversation, I think it would have cleared some stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Sounds like it. But it worked out.
It did work out. We found each other.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So after that, then Carrie goes to an African dance class with Charlotte.
Okay. I know I have limited knowledge of the show, but like, I feel like Charlotte at an African dance class is one thing to unpack. And then Carrie was there like in sunglasses, not dancing, talking.
She was in like a headscarf and aviators. And why? Why was she there?
Why was she there? Like, why was that Charlotte's thing? Why was Carrie there? And then Carrie is like so rude and talking throughout the whole thing. And her outfit was like, her outfit honestly was very LA. Like, I feel like, and it was like a very LA thing to do, having been in like studio fitness classes here and seeing people like walk in and they're like wearing a bra and sunglasses and they're on their phone and they like check their phone in the middle of class or they're like having a conversation. And I'm like, what are we doing here? So it was a very LA thing of her. I feel she was ahead of her time.
Yeah.
On the wrong coast.
Well, they do this several times throughout the series. Like, there was, like, a goddess dance class. Charlotte also takes, like, a tap dancing class.
Oh, okay,
at some
so that's
point.
Her thing.
Yeah, and then they take yoga classes multiple times. But they do. They just talk. It's just, like, a place for them to talk. Like, that does not. Like, in L.A., like, that's a no-no.
Yeah.
Like, those teachers will be like, no.
Can you be quiet? This also brings up a memory of in college, I don't know if you remember this, but there was like a requirement for basically like some sort of elective, and a lot of people in the theater department would take African dance. And they were like, it's so fun. It's so great. There's, you know, live music. And I went to one day of it, and I mean, I was a wreck. I can't dance. And at the end of the class, the teacher was like, so this was fun. I am going to start to point out like people who are bad, and like, you are going to get a grade in this class. And then I was like, I need to drop. I'm not meant. There's a lot of levels of why I'm not meant to be here. And number one, I'm going to fail. And then we can get into like some deeper things. But yeah, that just brought me back to that place.
It reminded me of that show in college. It was one that, he just died. The professor.
Oh, Alan.
Alan,
oh,
yeah.
He was the best.
And he directed that show where there was African dancing.
Yes, yes, yes.
I forget the name of it.
Because he was like a professor and like an expert in like African theater.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
He was the absolute best. I am like, his last name is escaping me right now, but he was the best.
He was so good.
I do remember that. Yeah. I don't remember what show it was.
I can't remember the name of it. But I do remember there was like one white girl in that show. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But she was a very good dancer.
A good dancer.
So, yeah, I think the YMCA in Greensboro also had a like free African dance class you could take. So I took that like a couple times. But yeah, it's like I don't belong.
Yeah.
I'm not good at this.
No. No.
So yeah, hopefully they never went back. And not in that outfit. Oh, also I happened to see in the background there was like a tall white guy also.
Yeah. So he was there.
Yeah,
I think if you're hey, I'm no expert, but like if you're there and you're like, you enjoy dance and you're showing respect to the art form and like you recognize your place in that situation, like, okay, sure, you can take an African dance class, but like, Carrie, don't be in the middle of this having a conversation. This isn't your house.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, didn't like it.
White guy can stay and those two can go somewhere else.
So then the four girls, they have drinks and they're talking about Aiden.
Yes.
And how Carrie misses him.
Yes.
Because she just saw him at an event. So I guess it has been like 6 months since she saw him.
Okay.
And he was looking good.
Yes. They talked about it. I guess he used to be fat. I don't remember that.
It's not that he was fat. He just had like the long hair.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He wore like the jewelry.
And he's like a carpenter or like a wood man.
He's like a furniture maker.
Okay. Yeah. So that fits like the aesthetic. But yes. Okay. I do remember that he had like longer hair and was just like, cool. He's like very not traditionally her type of guy.
Yeah. But now he's like, worked out, looking cut the good. Hair. Yeah. So I like when Samantha says low-fat granola.
I also loved in that scene that like she and Miranda were like kind of dressed the same. Like it's like very weird. Like the other two are like, I don't know who dressed that scene, but they were like both kind of wearing the same top and like just dressed the same. It was very visually weird.
No, I noticed that Samantha and Miranda were both in red.
Yeah.
And then Carrie and Charlotte were both in black.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Wow. Weird.
It was weird.
Also, like, again, like dating, it just felt like, it felt like the beginning of a porn, the way the set was. Like, and it looked so incredibly fake that I was like, are they going to start to have sex?
Well, like, a lot happened in this drink scene.
Yes.
Well, so then Carrie's like, okay, well, how do I contact Aiden? And they're like, email him. And she's like, I don't have an email. And I'm like, oh, my God, what year are we in?
It was nuts. This whole episode, her using the internet, I was like, where am I? I love, because she's always on the computer. I guess I never put together that like, oh yeah, she's not on the internet. She's just writing.
Yeah, just like a glorified typewriter.
Yeah.
That's all she uses her computer for. And Samantha's like, yeah, you got to get online, like for the porn.
Yes. Stop sending me that.
And Miranda's like, well, you can go shopping. And this is my favorite line that Carrie says. Like, shopping is my cardio.
Carrie.
Not African dance class.
Right. Carrie, come on.
Shopping.
Oh, my God. I also feel like I didn't online shop, truly till 10 years into the internet. Like, I don't think, like, people did that. Or I guess Amazon was books at first. Now I'm, like, on Amazon Prime every day. Like,
oh, yeah.
I need, you know, sponges.
I don't think I shopped online until, like, Amazon Prime existed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not even mine.
Like, so it's wild that they even mention that, because I was like, oh, were people actually shopping on the internet? Like, I think malls didn't die until a couple years ago. Anyway.
Yeah, malls are weird. I actually, you said you meant, like, earlier you mentioned working at a Beverly Hills mall. Like, I went to one the other day, and it just felt like fake. Like, nobody was really shopping. Like, everyone was just kind of, like, walking around looking at stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a museum, like, of stores with things in them.
It's just, like, yeah, they're just, like, present, or, like, they're out and about. And, like, malls here are also crazy because, like, you can bring your dog into the mall. And, like,
that's true.
The stores cater to animals. And, like, there's always a little bowl of water. And, like,
it's weird.
It was weird working, and there would just be, like, a dog sitting, like, by it, shoes. And you're like, all right, well, here we are. Yeah, it's very – I feel like California is the only place where malls are still, like, popping. And people are still like, here I am. It's a Friday night, and I'm at the mall, like, the way we were in middle school.
Yeah.
Meeting up with our friends. And then everywhere else in the country, it's like, no, we don't do that anymore.
No. Also in this scene, Samantha pulls out these fake nipples.
Yes. Let's talk about that. I mean, one
you
of
have
my...
have some notes on those?
I have some notes on the nips. One of my favorite lines are from this episode was, nipples are huge right now, which I thought was, like, a very funny play on words. And then it made me wonder, are nipples a thing? Like, is seeing a nipple on someone, like, ooh, is that something I missed? Or was that a thing? She was like, you need these nipples. Men will notice you. And, like, yeah, I mean, Miranda was turning heads. But, like, in real life, is that a thing?
I'm always trying to, like, cover up my nipples.
Yes. 100%. And I know, like, free the nipple, which that's great. But in my personal life, I'm not trying to be like, make sure everyone can see my nips, or like, oh, I want people to think I'm very cold.
It's very weird. And I don't even understand how those nipples stay on.
Yeah.
I guess it was, like, tight because she had a tight shirt on, so it was able. But
or was it like because she licked one at one point?
Yeah.
Or someone licked one and stuck it on. So was it like a suction cup type of thing where you get the suction cup wet and you stick it on the shower?
I know, but I would think that, like, if her actual nipples got hard, that it would, like, push off.
It would poke them out.
Yeah.
I had a lot of questions, and just it being like, oh, nipples are huge. Everyone's into nips. I was like, did I miss a phase where, like, everyone wanted to see everyone's nips? Or because this is before this movement of, like, oh, we shouldn't be hiding women's nipples, which is, like, totally cool and fair. So I'm like, what was that? Or was that just, like, a thing made up for the show? Like, did Samantha just make this up and was like, here's a trend?
I mean, I'm sure if I went on Amazon Prime, I could find fake rubber nipples.
You could find anything on Amazon Prime, and they'd get here in 2 days, and then you could run an experiment of your own.
Yeah.
And you would avoid them all.
Maybe I would do that. Maybe I'll do that this weekend.
Yeah. Well, get out there.
Get out there. I'm single. Woo.
Long pause.
But Miranda does put them on, and they do work. The guys look at her.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. But those guys, though, almost look like they were laughing at her, though.
Yes.
So it's a little.
Yes. I don't know what the desired effect is. And obviously more happens in the episode. But, like, yeah, it didn't seem like they were like, oh yeah. They were like, yikes. She forgot a bra.
That's the face I saw. But, oh, well. Okay. So Miranda, I always feel like, is constantly training for the marathon.
Yes.
And she is in this episode. She's in the 10-minute mile group, which I guess I didn't realize that at Central Park they do that.
Yeah, me neither.
So that's cool.
Yeah, they have nice. These, like, little running group.
Planned minute mile groups. And then there's, like, a cute guy. And she does very well hitting on him.
Yeah. Very she smooth. Really puts herself out there.
Yeah. Which is, I thought, a little out of character.
Yeah. So is she, and I got this later on, but to be clear, she had just recently broken up with Steve. Or she and Steve had never gotten together at this point. He was like pursuing her or.
No, they've been broken up. Yeah, they're broken up right now. But I think it's been a while.
Okay.
Like they're on like friendly terms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So she's just casually dating other people. But yeah, so like Marathon Man was like, yeah, we should like do some runs together. So.
She's like, oh yeah. Okay, cool.
And then Trey and Charlotte are together at this point.
Yes.
And now they're thinking about having a baby.
They just redid their whole apartment.
Yes. Fun stuff.
You know, the realistic, like, amount of money all of them have is wild. I mean, I know people always talk about, like, watching those shows. And, like, we can look back and watch all those shows, like, Friends and all this stuff and, like, everyone has these huge apartments in New York City, and one's a waitress, and one's a cook, and yeah. You're like, what? And on this show, what does Charlotte do? Does she just come from money?
I think she probably does.
Okay.
Because she's from Connecticut.
Yeah, that feels right.
But she does have a job at this point. She works at a gallery.
Oh, okay.
But they just, like, never, she just never actually has to go to work, it looks like. but now, you know, she's married to Trey, and yes. Trey must be like one of the most sought out doctors in the world to make all that money.
Yes. I forgot he was a doctor.
But he also comes from money too.
Okay.
So like even that apartment, really he doesn't own. Like it's been in his family.
Oh. And now they're making it theirs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why later on when they get divorced, she has to fight for it because he gives it to her, but it's really not his to give.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just like a family apartment.
This is making me want to go back and watch everything. I'm like, oh, I want to see this drama unfold because I know that they eventually split up and she gets with Harry. Is that his name? He's
Harry.
So cute.
He's so sweet.
So now I'm like, oh, I want to watch this drama unfold.
Yeah, you should.
Watch them break up. I mean, that's sad, but... and I love Kyle MacLachlan, not like sexually, but I just like, he's so like that character to me. I've watched him on Twin Peaks and follow him on Instagram, and he's so like quirky and charming in that way. And like to see him be like suave Trey and be like this put together man is like, yes, he physically matches that description, but I also am always like, oh, but you're weird Twin Peaks guy.
I also feel like at some point you and I have watched Showgirls together. I feel like that's happened. I don't know. I feel like that might have happened at some point.
I don't remember watching it, but I know the plot. And I feel like maybe I did.
You never saw it?
Maybe we did.
You should.
I need to go back and watch it. I also have terrible memory.
Oh, me too.
I have to go like rewatch things every 10 years and be like. I just recently rewatched Boardwalk Empire, which I had watched.
Oh wow!
5 years ago, and
forgot about that show.
Now I feel like Sopranos has been in like the zeitgeist or like my like bubble recently, and I feel like I need to go back and watch that, even though I watched it all in college.
Oh yeah. Well, you can just like recreate Sunday nights. You can watch Sex and the City, and then watch what the show you just mentioned,
Sopranos.
Sopranos, yeah.
Oh, was that the lineup?
That was the lineup. Yeah,
I'll go back in time. And now, like, mom jeans are coming back. I'll put my mom jeans on, and I'll hang out and eat, you know, fruit roll ups or whatever.
Yeah,
got a plan.
I love fruit roll ups. I'm gonna go buy some and big nipples.
Yeah.
So Samantha picks up a guy with her nipples, Warren Dreyfus.
Uh huh.
And we can go ahead and talk about that whole thing. We don't need to stay in order.
Yeah. I mean, wow. First of all, the writing on this episode is so great and the title of this episode is so great. Because it's so, like, there's so much about babies and there's so much about, like, talking and communicating with people. So good yes. job, Darren Star. that's why he's the master of this genre. Yeah, yikes. I mean, this man was awful. I kept looking for like, ooh, who's the stud of this episode? And I was like, all of these men are so gross. Except for Aiden. I do love Aiden.
Yeah, he's cute. But this guy, like, why is Samantha even, like, he's not even attractive.
No, he's gross. He's, like, screaming into the phone. And then the baby talking
happens. The baby talk. Let's see. I wrote down some things he said. Where is it? Well, I love your titty witties.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. But the first one was... Oh, does your Gina Wina want a visit from my Mr. Mister?
It's so horrifying that I can't even imagine a reality where someone would say that, but it's got to have happened. There's got to be someone who's into it.
Oh, yeah.
People are into all sorts of stuff.
Definitely. Well, some people are into being like actual babies.
Yes, wearing little diapers and being put to bed, mm-hmm. which I mean, I love going to bed, but. That's about as far as that goes. I'm not in a diaper. One of my favorite quotes, and I don't know if it's the first time that we see them together or the second, was after Carrie's like trying to learn how to send an email. Across town, Samantha was getting some mail herself. And I was like, oh, Lord, these puns. It's shocking to me that, like, after the first, like, if I had that interaction with someone the first time, I would be like, okay, well, cool, hanging out, and, like, bye. I don't think I would, like, attempt a second, like, hookup with a man who's like, ooh, let me see your titty witties. Like, that would make me so sick. And honestly, impressed that she was like, hey, this is weird.
Yeah. She did. She called him out on it.
Yeah.
And she's like, let's be adults. These are my breasts.
Uh-huh. I mean, you know, she lured him in with the fake nips, but good for her for still, you know, taking control of the situation. And then for him to be like, I'm leaving. I'm a businessman is just nuts. We should have open communication with our partners and talk about things we love without feeling judged.
We should. But that's why she wore... the nipples and attracted a big baby.
She did. Yeah. Yep. Great observation.
Well, that's what they say in the show. Oh,
okay.
It's literally the voiceover.
I missed that quote.
It's okay. So I wrote it down. Yeah. So that was that.
That this episode had so much going on and it was so fun to watch everyone.
Yeah.
She got with that baby man and then Miranda and Marathon Man.
Yeah.
Am I skipping ahead too
far? No, let's go right to it.
I got so excited because I feel like eating ass is so like 2019.
Yeah.
And everybody's like very open about talking about it, being like, and everyone loves eating ass now. Millennials love eating ass. People love talking about how millennials love eating ass. And so to see people eating ass, I was like, wow, this was, I mean, of course it was a thing, but I was like, good for Sex and the City for they were ahead of their time.
But here's the thing though. They had just got done like running.
Yes. We need to discuss that.
And they hadn't taken a shower.
Yes.
And ooh.
That was gross. Not eating ass is not gross. If you want to eat ass, live your life. But like she literally said like, ooh, I'm so sweaty.
And he's like, oh, you taste good.
Yeah. Yeah. And then interesting to see them all talking about it later and then being like, oh yeah. Oh, I wouldn't eat ass. Oh, I've had my ass eaten. Me and Trey eat ass all the time. And I was like, what? Of course, it's like two straight-laced people are like eating ass 24/7.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That's usually how it is. People who present very vanilla are like very big freaks.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Lady in the street, freaking the sheets.
Eating ass.
Yeah.
24/7. Yeah, that was very gross. And I'm glad you brought that up because I did notice that like they just got done with the run and she's like, ooh, so tired. And he's like, let me eat your butt.
Yeah. And then because Miranda just talked to them about like reciprocating.
Yes.
And they're like, oh no, I would never do that.
Mm-hmm. And Charlotte's like, what? Yeah. No, me neither.
Yeah. We wouldn't do that? No.
We wouldn't? Interesting. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Whoops. Yeah, and then seeing them later, and like he's been eating ass, and I think she's like isn't like not liking it.
Yeah, she just doesn't want to do it back to him. Yes, and I really enjoyed his little like butt dance.
Yes,
in her face.
And then they broke up. Then they were,
I know,
they had a fling, and then he motivated her to move into that
nine minute mile
group. She's like, gotta get away from this guy. He's gonna eat my butt.
Yeah, you can't eat where you run.
Also, just a lot of like dudes being like, well, if you don't like what I'm doing, then fine. Like, businessman was like, fine, you don't like baby talk. And this guy was like, well, if you don't want to eat my butt, then you don't have to. Like, just big babies.
Yeah.
Like, have open communication with your partner and, like, figure it out and talk about what you like and don't like. I said that already, but.
It's just because they're insecure.
Yes.
You know? They're just like, oh, you don't like this. Now I'm embarrassed.
Like, now I'm done. This is, like, your fault. Or, like, well, fine, you don't get to have sex with me anymore. It's like, okay, well. Is that a loss? Because being a psycho.
Yeah. Ugh. Men.
Yeah. This episode was so layered.
So let's go to Charlotte and Trey.
Yes.
So they decide to have a baby. Charlotte meets Trisha, this random friend with, she's like 34, 3 kids under 8.
Mm-hmm.
She's a hip mom.
Yeah, she's very cool. I just want to backtrack slightly talk about like what everyone was wearing and what store they were at when they ran into Trisha, because they all, like, their outfits were crazy. Samantha's in all gold. I think if I remember correctly, Charlotte's wearing like a striped sweater, a solid black top, and then like, or solid color top, and then like a plaid skirt. Like, it was like, they looked nuts, and I don't understand what kind of store they were in. Because at first it looked like antiques.
Yeah.
And then there was baby clothing.
No, you're absolutely right. I couldn't tell either.
It was very weird.
So I was like, are they shopping? But what are they shopping for?
Right, because it's not like Charlotte has a kid yet. Or did she call everybody up and be like, hey, guys, I want to go look at baby clothes. And they were all like, okay, cool. Like, what would have brought them into that?
It almost store? Looked like maybe it was just like a prop room.
Mm. That they just were like, hey, we need some extras to fill in, walk around, pretend this is a store.
Yeah.
Truly.
Like, what is this?
Yeah. They look nuts. And then, like, Trisha appears and looks completely put together and has her kids with her, which is very funny to me. But I just wanted, that was a note I wrote down. I was like, what's everybody wearing in this weird kids antique store?
Yeah. But they go over to Charlotte's house or apartment for dinner.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is, well, what, her husband is just fucking like.
He's the worst.
Why is he such an asshole?
I don't know.
Like, you're over here at somebody's, like, manners. Did they forget?
Yeah. Whenever I see stuff like that, I'm like, that's so unrealistic. But also, like, my family was, we were just very well-behaved as children. Not to brag, but I used to be very well-behaved. So, like.
You grew out of that.
I grew out of it. I'm a terrible dinner guest now. But they, like, the kids were out of control and, like, putting their feet on the table and, like, screaming. And, like, when we went out to dinner, it was always, like, we were very good. And waitresses were always, like, you are very good kids. Wow, you're not, like, screaming your heads off. So whenever I see that happening, I'm, like, interesting. And when we went to people's houses, we were very, like, polite. So that just felt unrealistic and also crazy. But it needs to happen so that they can open that conversation up.
Right. But even like, but despite the kids acting up, it's like, why did that husband like.
He started out at a 10 from the top.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yes. He was like already pissed before it started and like hated his wife before they even started eating dinner.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
I've kind of had like arguments with significant others in places we probably shouldn't be having them. But it's like the people that we are around though, it's like they know us. You know,
yes.
It's like. You know, and we can kind of put it away. But yeah, he was just full out like, don't talk to me, Trisha. Like, you talk to the kids. It's like, whoa, calm down.
I'm talking about like, well, this is great to have dinner. Trisha never cooks. Like, yikes, brother. Fire yeah. up the grill then and make everybody some food.
but you're right. Yeah, they had to, that had to happen so they could not want kids.
Yes. That was so sad.
Yeah. But they realize that, you know, our kids won't be like those kids. Mm-hmm. Our kids will be angels.
And I say that, like, we were very polite, knowing that, like, there were definitely times where my parents had to, like, okay, we're leaving because you guys are acting insane. So that everybody, they make a great point in the show of being, like, that lie that all parents tell themselves that, like, their kids are different when, like, all kids are monsters at some point. Yeah, that was just so sad, and like the little baby rattle. And they were like, no, yeah, we definitely still want kids, but it's like, oh no, this is the beginning of the end for them.
It really is.
Because is that the storyline that basically Trey's like, oh yeah, I don't think I want.
Well, the problem is like if she couldn't easily get pregnant.
Mm.
I think if she was able to get pregnant like right off the bat, I think he would have been okay. But in the end, like, I don't think he really wanted kids.
Yeah.
So it was probably very good that she wasn't able to get pregnant right away.
And that they split up and...
Yeah. So it was, you know, it sucks for her, but I think in the end it was actually probably a good thing.
Yeah.
You know.
They weren't meant to be.
They weren't meant to be.
That dinner was wild, and good for that little boy for being little Dorothy. He was like, I gotta wear my Dorothy shoes. Loved him.
Yeah, he was adorable. He was very cute. They used to be mine.
I don't want to sit next to the lady. And Charlotte later is like, kids don't even want to sit next to me. Which I feel too. I do so many, and you do too, but like so many shows for kids. And I feel like sometimes when I interact with them, they're like, I don't like you. And I'm like, cool, great. What am I doing?
Oh, I don't have that problem.
No, kids always want to talk to you?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
No, I just... just me. No, sometimes I don't want to talk to them.
Yeah, yeah. I do. It's one or the other where I'm like, hey, did you like the show? And they're like completely silent staring at me like I'm crazy. Or they want to hug me and I'm like, oh, this feels weird. You shouldn't touch me. Or like I have hands up in the air, like I'm not touching kids.
You have to do like the side hug thing, yeah. You know,
or a high five,
or the high five.
Get out your Purell.
Yeah, exactly. We did the touring thing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We had our big bottle of hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm. It's essential.
It is. Oh God, children. So let's see, where are we at? So I guess all that's left to really talk about is the big thing with Carrie.
Yes. That was like that was like so dramatic. It was like, I want to get back with you, Nate, or like, I want to hang out was like her thing. And then Aiden's like, yeah, sure, cool. And then they go to dinner and they like hold hands at dinner. And then...
Well, he just, like, touches her hand.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, yes, thank you. He does love me. Like, she just goes from 0 to 60.
Yes.
It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Calm down.
She also, and we skipped over this, but, like, we kind of touched on it, but, like, her trying to use email and, like...
I'm glad you brought it up. So I have it. I have the email that she almost sent him. So, because you know, when this show first aired, you couldn't pause anything.
Right.
You know, so whoever wrote this probably was like, oh, well like, it'll be just up there for a second.
Oh
like,
my nobody's God, you gonna got a screen grab of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm dying.
So I'll quickly say it, but, and it kind of starts like in the middle of a thought.
Okay.
So it doesn't start with like, hi, Aiden. It doesn't start. It's just like in the middle. It goes, another big problem. I'm surrounded by memories of you. In my apartment on the street, that little Moroccan restaurant we ran into when it started pouring rain on us and you kissed me over the couscous. Rookie tactical mistake not to have a memory-free environment. Why did we have to go to so many places? Anyhow, I'm not holding out hope that you're going to change your mind about us. You probably have a new girlfriend now, or several new girlfriends, and I miss my window, and I'll just have to live with that. I'm sure you feel like you can't trust me with your heart, but please know that I never meant to hurt you, and I would never do it again, because I know now, too little, too late, or better late than never, that what we had was real and rare and special, and the way it felt to kiss you is the way I always want to feel. I hope you write me back, but if you don't, I understand. Just know that I'm thinking about you, and I miss you, and I'm still sleeping on your shoulder when I close my eyes at night. Carrie.
I feel like, yes, it starts in the middle of the thought, and it also kind of starts in her voice, and then just gets like,
cray, cray.
And then some production assistant like finished it. They were like, can you just type up an email real quick?
No one's going to read this
whole
thing. No
one's going to read this.
Oh.
No one in the future will be able to screen grab this. And oh my God, thank you for reading that. So is that, so she sends that and then she's like, he hasn't responded. And then she just calls him. And then he's like, oh, I just put it in my spam.
Yeah, I just deleted it.
I just get so many emails. And she was like, I've only gotten one email ever. And then I was like, what?
It was the most, it was a very good awkward conversation.
Yeah.
Like, I thought they played it very well.
And then he's in the middle of moving furniture and she's like, let's hang. And he's like, oh, yeah, sure. And she's like, oh my God, he's so into it. I also love bringing Steve into it because Steve is like the grossest little troll. I know people feel differently about
it. You don't like Steve?
Steve is just like, in thinking about like, ooh, who's the who's like a stud on this show? Like, Steve is just, I mean, he really sticks by Miranda and like really likes her. Although in the movies, I think he cheats on her. Is that what happens?
In the first one, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so Steve kind of sucks, but I'm always like, oh, he's such a little thumb, like, you know, Miranda. I know people feel differently.
You can have an opinion. That's
people have,
great.
You know, I know that, like, Big versus Aiden is a thing, too. Yeah, I love bringing Steve into it and just, like, the juxtaposition of, like, Miranda and Carrie's nights and being like, why did you push Steve on me? And, like, well, Aiden kind of kissed me or he didn't and... They're like weird back and forth. It's so funny too. Like she's like, let's get together. And he's like, no. And she goes back to his house and she's like, let's get together. And he's like, no. And it seems like he's in the middle of having sex with someone else.
Right? Yeah. He's like buttoning up his shirt and
he's like, it's not a good time right now. And I was like, oh my God, is he about to say he like brought some girl over? And then he was just like, okay, bye.
Yeah. And if, and like, she's just not getting it.
Yeah.
It's like, get a clue, man. Like he doesn't. You
he
know,
like went out, he wants to be friends, like get over it. She's throwing rocks in his window.
And he literally had to yell like, you broke my heart.
Yes. And that beautiful white button down. She runs away, leaving her cigarettes in the street.
Oh, that's right. She littered.
It was a drive-by littering. Whew. She ran away. And then later he comes over.
Yeah. And I even wrote down, like, stupid Aiden. What a stupid person.
How can you make that declaration and be like, you broke my heart? He's basically like, get the fuck out of here. And then she's like, okay, and she leaves. And then he's like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, he comes over. They have, like, this passionate, like, sex night.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, like, I just want to be your girlfriend again.
Yes. And then he's like, nah. Then he leaves, and then he shows up again
the next
later
day.
And is like, okay, cool. Like, there was just, like, this really drawn out, will they, won't they?
Yeah. It's just insane. I just don't understand. He was just like, yeah, let's try it again. So I'm like, in the course of, like, a day, you decided to just have a girlfriend again? Like, and
yeah.
I feel like you would just kind of like casually see each other.
Mm-hmm.
See.
Build back up to it, build up the trust again.
Yeah. Instead, they were just like, oh, we're together.
Do you want to be together? No. Are you sure? No. Okay, let's get together. Oh, sure. Cool.
Yeah, that's going to work out.
Yeah. As we know, it doesn't. Which, I mean, as someone who's barely watched the show, I'm still Team Aiden. But I know other people feel. Where are you at? Is this something you like to discuss?
Yeah, this is something that comes up often. My thoughts on this. So obviously, Aiden's great, but Big and Carrie deserve each other.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, it's not that Aiden is just Aiden and her are just not right together. He's too good for her.
Yeah, they're Big and Carrie are both like selfish enough to like. be able to sustain like time on their own, and then they need each other. And
yeah,
it's just a show of treating people badly.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe they're people, it's just like watching people who are too adventurous. I'm like, oh, I could never date more than one person at once.
It's difficult.
Yeah, I imagine. But I date one person and it's like, whew, where's the time?
But it's like what people do now.
Yeah.
So.
Gotta maximize your time and like get out there.
Yeah.
Meet lots of people.
Yeah. And I guess LA is the place to do it. Mm-hmm. Or New York or wherever you are.
New York in the year 1999.
Yeah. But no, it's like with texting and email and it's not even just texting now, because now you have like, you can message on Instagram or there's Facebook message. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and sometimes it's like, people message me on Instagram and I'm like, why don't we move this to text? But like, that's a thing.
Yes.
You know?
Then you're opening yourself up and giving like out your info more, and then like trying to keep those conversations straight. And there's like, oh yeah, there's all sorts of apps. And
yeah.
Hinge is the one where you need to have a friend in common, right?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay.
I was on it for like an hour and then I deleted it. So I didn't get that far.
Hinge, I feel like, is that, and then Bumble, the women have like can initiate, I feel like, and then Tinder is just dick pics from what I understand. Yeah, it's all, there's so many ways to communicate and like.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do online.
And all the weird stuff. Like, and in this episode, they even show it too of like calling and hanging up is the new like waiting 2 hours to text, like we were talking about, or like, I emailed him and he didn't respond, but then he liked my Instagram post, so I don't know what to do. Like, that's like, it's all the same. We all play these like games, and it's just like how many mediums we have to play games with one another.
I know, I don't want to.
No.
But it's like, that's the game.
You gotta do it. I'm too busy like being like, can I get an audition?
That's the other thing. I'm not even like putting thought into dating. I'm just focusing on getting back to this podcast.
Yes. You got to get the word out. We got to talk about this eating ass nibble episode.
I know. So many things. So yeah, so they get back together and they take Pete for a walk.
Pete. And that's that.
Well, let's talk about some segments. So first up we have Honey of the Week. Of the week. All right. So our choices are, there's Trey.
Mm-hmm.
Steve's in this episode.
Yeah, Steve counts.
Throw him in there. Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
We have Warren Dreyfus.
Yes.
And then Marathon Man.
Marathon Man, yeah.
I think that's it.
I mean, for me, I think it's Aiden.
Yeah, it's Aiden.
Yeah, Aiden looks good in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that blouse.
It is a blouse.
He is wearing a beautiful cross-stitched blouse. And he's got the haircut and he looks good. John Corbett, is that his name?
Yes.
He's so good at playing like likable, like down for anything man, like mm-hmm. My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yes.
And like, he's just so like, immediately you're like, oh, that seems like, and he seems like an attainable, like he's really handsome, but he seems like, I feel like I could get that guy to like me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, none of the other ones really make me like horned up.
No.
Who's the hottie for you?
No, Aiden. Yeah, okay. Totally.
Okay.
Yeah, it has to be Aiden. Okay, that's it.
Great, so, we got through that.
Aiden is hottie of the week. All right, next up we have Who Wore What Why. Who Wore What Why. So any fashion catch your eye? We talked about some stuff.
Yeah.
But like any like, what was like your favorite fashion faux pas or something you thought was really awesome?
Oh, we've already talked about Aiden's blouse.
Yeah. Aiden's blouse up there.
One thing we didn't talk about is Miranda's outfit when she went running and met Marathon Man. She was wearing like a polo and cropped like windbreaker pants.
Like, and they were like teal.
Yes.
Very bright.
She was wearing like a red Target employee polo and then very bright teal pants that were too short for her and felt like those, like the pants you wore in gym class.
Yeah. She wasn't wearing like a cute running outfit.
No. It was a wild outfit, which, like, hey, not to say you need to like be decked out in Lululemon or anything, but that felt like a very weird, that felt more like mom jumping into the carpool line real quick as opposed to like, I'm going to run, train for the marathon. Like, don't you want to wear the least amount of like clothing possible and like keep everything close to you so it's just like you're more aerodynamic? I'm not a runner, clearly.
Yeah, I would think she'd be like chafing on those nipples.
Right, she needed those extra nips. She needed to wear them running so she could protect herself. So that was one of my favorite like faux pas in the episode. I've talked about a lot of the other ones. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else who's wearing, like, Trish was the most like
put together.
Yeah,
that trench coat,
the scarf, like she looked, yeah, like very clean and like very put together, and like I could see someone wearing that now.
Very like Burberry.
Yes. But everyone else looked fucking whack.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Did you have any?
I mean, my favorite faux pas was just Carrie in that African dance,
yes,
class,
yes,
with that headscarf and aviator sunglasses.
And it's the opening scene too, so it's like especially jarring. You're like, what's, you like can't pick, like, there's so much happening. You're just like, wait, what is she? What statement is she trying to make?
Why is this happening? Let's see. So no good big bad big this week.
Yeah, he wasn't there.
Not there. He'll come back though.
Yeah, we'll see him later.
Then we have, oh, I think he's back in the next episode.
Oh, see, I need to go back and watch.
Yeah, he's back. Pun of the week. So any play on words? You mentioned one earlier.
Yeah, it was across town. Samantha was getting some mail herself after Carrie was trying to learn how to send an email.
Oh, yes.
So that one was really fun. And also when Samantha said, nipples are huge right now. as if to say they're popular, but also like nipples can be huge. That was one of my favorites, or two of my favorites.
I'm very bad at the pun thing, so I'm just going to stick with those.
Okay.
That was great.
Thank you.
Thank you for actually bringing a real pun.
Yeah. I read the sheet. I looked ahead. I did my homework.
No, it's great.
I'm a goody two-shoes.
Let's see. We haven't done this one in a while, but it's, I couldn't help but wonder. So any burning questions that you have after watching the episode, like, you know, what do you think happened to Marathon Man or anything like that?
Yeah. I couldn't help but wonder what, I know that Warren, is that his name? The businessman?
Mm, yes.
I know that he was a businessman. I know he was a Harvard MBA, but I couldn't help but wonder what he did. Like, he was on the phone and he wasn't yelling like buy, sell, sell. Like, it wasn't a stock person, but he was just like screaming on the phone. And then when she was like, hey, I don't really like the baby talk stuff, he was like, I'm busy, I have to go. And I wanted to know, what are you doing?
Well, they said in the voiceover that he kind of like, what did they say? It was like he takes bad situations, it kind of flips the wording so that it doesn't look so bad.
Okay. Okay.
So he's kind of like a manipulator.
Yes.
Of situations.
Yes.
But you don't want to date that guy.
No. Absolutely not. Okay, well, that answers some questions for me, but I want to know officially what job that is. I'd love to know about that. I'd love to know. We said hopefully they never went back to the African dance class, but I can't help but wonder, you know, is this a regular thing for Charlotte or is this something that they were like, please leave and never come back?
Yeah, no, because, well, Charlotte runs too. I imagine her workout schedule is like Mondays running, Tuesday African dance class, mm-hmm, Wednesday goddess dance class, you know,
Thursday yoga. Yeah.
Friday, you know, some weird like sound bath thing.
Yes.
Whatever. It's got to be something weird like that.
Yeah. I want to know if they were like, Charlotte, we love you, but your friend cannot come back. She was offensive and she kept her sunglasses on.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure they had that conversation.
They had to let her go. What else?
You can't do African dance class in sunglasses.
It's weird.
You just can't.
What did you wonder?
Nothing.
Okay. Is this all on me? Am I putting you on the spot?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll just keep going.
I couldn't help but wonder what Aiden was thinking. Why did he go back to her?
I know. That whole thing was so...
It's just... I just never understood Aiden's fascination with Carrie. And I don't think he ever got over her. And that just makes me so sad. Because eventually he moves on to, like, getting married and having kids. And even in... You saw the second movie.
Yeah.
They randomly meet in Abu Dhabi. Right. And have that kiss. But I'm just like, Aiden, move on.
Yeah. I guess it's like, whenever you date someone that's like, not that she's out of his league. I guess like in terms of like her glitz and like glamour, that in that way she's out of his league. Like on a personal level, I don't think she is, because she's like bad to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I think when you date someone who's like, I think we've all dated like guy who's like super hot and is like embarrassed to let people know that they're dating us. Or at least maybe that's my experience. But you date someone like that and you're just like, oh, I don't know. Or vice versa. I mean, I feel like I've also dated people who were like very nice people, but were not really my type. And then it's like,
yeah,
they go too hard. And then you're like, oh, okay.
I guess it's just like wanting like the unattainable.
Yes.
You know,
and always wondering like, what if we had stayed together? What would life
be
like?
But he just, he has that for her. And I'm just like, ugh.
I know. And that does bother me that he's like with, because now those feelings, I think I had those thoughts like when I was still single and had broken up with those people.
Yeah.
But to have those thoughts when you're, if you're still with someone, like, I don't ever wonder, like, I wonder if I wasn't with Charles and I was with, you know, XYZ. Because now I'm like, this is nice. But to be, like, married and have that, to be like, Carrie, you're the one that got away, is like, oh, that feels yucky.
Well, that's the one problem that I'm having with, like, dating guys, is that a lot of guys seem to have that girl that's, like, they're just still, like...
Pining over.
And I'm just like, look, she's just not that into you.
Yeah. That book plus this show, I feel like
you
need to present to people and be like, enjoy.
Well, the book came from the show.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah. So it's like, it's true. It's like, it you didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
It's nothing about you.
It just, timing wasn't right, or chemistry wasn't right, or whatever.
You know, and if that girl is still coming around, it's just because they like attention.
Right.
It's not because they like you. Like, you know, no need to have your feelings hurt. Just, like, move on.
Mm-hmm.
Just a waste of time.
Yeah.
That's my rant.
I love it.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%.
Ugh. Anyway. All right. We've made it to the final segment. You're such a... So now, which one of the main characters did you identify with the most in this episode?
In this episode? I think it's a tie between like Miranda and Samantha, not because I have fake nipples or am eating ass, but the fact that they were both like, I have goals. I'm going to get what I want and like I'm going to voice them and I'm going to tell you what I do and don't like is like not necessarily something I'm great at, but something I aspire to.
Nice.
And not like sexually, but like in just my general life of them being like, this is a thing I don't want to do, is like a thing I'm trying to get better at. And so I like really respected that they were having those conversations, especially with their partners.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I think, so wait, you're such a...
Samantha?
Yes.
Miranda. Marantha.
Marantha.
Yeah, because they both exhibited those qualities.
Yes, they did.
Do I have to pick one?
Does
it ruin the episode?
I don't think so.
Okay. Sorry to the listeners if I didn't give you a clear answer.
So you're such a Marantha.
I'm Marantha. Who are you?
I have to agree. I'm going to pick one. I'm going to say Miranda because I, like right now as a single person, I am she put herself out there.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing, you know, and then sometimes you get things that you weren't really expecting, but you know, you kind of like put your foot down and say, okay, well that was new and different, but this is what I really want, and just move on to the next. Move into that 9-minute mile.
Yes.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm just moving into that 9-minute, 8-minute.
You know, I'm going to change my answer. I'm going to lean more towards Miranda too, because I do feel like Samantha was like, hey, I don't like this thing. And then the guy got upset, and she did kind of try to be like, okay, fine, we can do it. And that to me, I'm like, that's also kind of feels out of character for Samantha, because she's like such a boss bitch that she's just like, okay, I'll have sex with someone else, like is usually her MO. So for her to be like, oh, fine, we can keep having sex. Yeah, and Miranda never wavers and is like, I don't want to do this thing.
And I don't want to do that.
As he's like pushing his butthole into her face.
Yes. I don't want to do that.
And that motivates her to be like, you know what? That's not what I want. I'm going to go after this other thing I want. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'm going to start training for a marathon.
Maybe I will. I had that conversation with Charles when we lived in Chicago, where we lived. We were on the marathon path.
Oh.
And I was like, do you ever want to run a marathon one day? And he was like, no. And if we ever become those people, then we need to have a serious, I think we were on the way to like go to like whatever bacon restaurant was open. You know what I mean? Like he was like, we're not those people. And I was like, you're right. But it does translate to like other things. I'm like, okay, yeah, there's things in life that like are not what you expect. And you can try one thing and you're like, nope, that's not working. And I'm going to try this other thing, or I'm going to go full speed ahead towards whatever. And that's what Miranda does. And I respect that.
Yeah. I'm with it. So we're Mirandas.
We're two Mirandas.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on the episode.
Thanks for having me. I'm so glad this was my episode. It was so fun to watch.
So fun.
And so fun to remember having seen it like a few years ago. I was like, oh, I get to watch this one. So I didn't feel like as like out of the loop. And I was like, oh, this has so much to unpack. It was really fun.
Yeah, it was
great.
Thank
you for having me.
Yay. Cheers.
Yay.
Well, that's the episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I also want to thank a few people that make the show possible. John Fredette for the music. Check him out at johnfredette.com. Our amazing guest, Julie Marciano, Terrence Deutsch, producer, and everyone over at Boardwalk Audio. Again, if you like what you hear and want to show us some love, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook, both at Cosmos and the City, or on Twitter at CATC Podcast. If you haven't done so already, please go like, rate, and subscribe. It really allows our podcast to grow. And if you have any other thoughts, opinions, ideas, etc., email us at cosmosandthecity@gmail.com. We love to hear from all of you. All right, well, we'll catch you next week. Cheers!
And a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.